Hi, this is Eva Cox with the latest episode in More Civil Societies. And this week we've actually had some discussion about what is the role of the political system after the Victorian elections. It was such a surprise, we still haven't got the final figures, but nobody really expected the ALP to romp home and to actually threaten some very secure small illiberal seats rather than the very conservative liberal seats. In fact, it sort of echoed a lot of what had happened a few weeks ago in Wentworth, where a whole lot of people were being voted out or nearly lost, we don't know yet which ones, their seats, because Liberal voters were turning against the Liberal Party and saying, we don't like what you're saying to us, you're being negative. What's happened, obviously, in New South Wales was an issue, the change of leadership. But more interestingly, I think what it comes back to is the fact that we had a real tussle in the Victorian system of a party and a leader that was trusted and a party and a leader that wasn't trusted. Now, I'm not sure how far the ALP itself was trusted, but certainly Daniel Andrews appears to have come across as somebody who was trusted. Why is he trusted? Partly because he's been delivering. He's actually been doing a lot of work on the services people need, and he's been listening, and the people he's been working with have been listening. They actually started talking about what they were doing, and their slogan was delivery for all Victorians. And guess what the Liberals ran on? Get back in control. Do you want to vote for a party that's telling you about control? Control of what? And they ran on a negative thing of lots of stuff about crime and lots of stuff about safe schools and, you know, ideological battles and trying to sort of make the Labour Party look as though it was undermining Western civilization as they knew it. And that particular version of Western civilization obviously wasn't what the voters in many relatively conservative seats were. They wanted somebody who actually was there listening to them and problem solving. So that's what the Andrews government has done. They've actually gone up and built trust with the voters because, A, they've delivered, B, they're promising things that are seen as practical, C, they've obviously listened to the issues that people are raising, and D, they haven't spent their entire time slagging off at the other side. So this raises some really interesting questions given the fact that we have a New South Wales election coming up. And Gladys Berejiklian immediately said, oh, she wasn't really interested in anybody from the outside coming in. This was a state election, which makes it very difficult because the current Prime Minister, who appears to be blamed for some of this stuff, actually is in New South Wales, and it's going to be very hard to exclude him completely. And then we've got the federal election, which has to come by May, so it's getting closer. And what are they going to do with the federal election if they're not going to be able to run it on the basis of how evil and dreadful the Labour Party is, which they're running on at the moment, sort of scaring people about housing and various other things? If they have to put up positive policies, and the positive policies were social policies, which is what I've been talking about. They were education, health, community services, transport, all the things that public services are supposed to provide. And this seems to have been an anathema to those people who've taken over the Liberal Party. The National Party is probably a bit keener on public spending, but it's another issue. So I think we've got an interesting few months ahead of us while the major parties try and decide what their lines are for the coming federal election, and also to look at what's going to happen in New South Wales. Will Gladys Berejiklian, who doesn't have a really good record on public investment in particularly transport and other sorts of facilities, whether or not she can create the sense of legitimacy that Andrews has by what she has delivered, and unfortunately in some cases hasn't, or whether her government in New South Wales is seriously at risk for sharing the blotchy background of the Liberal National Party. We'll see.